This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
A South Jersey community is healing now after racist graffiti was strewn across a prominently visual fence in the historically black town. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams says that they're dedicated to keeping the conversation going about racial bias and hate.
As we head into the holiday season, a cloud of uncertainty looms over the community of Lawnside, New Jersey, after a hateful racial message, including the N-word and a drawing of male genitalia, was found on the fence of homeowner Dawn Hines just 2 days after the presidential election.
I became numb. At first, I honestly thought that it was just for me. But as time went on, I realized that it was for the community.
The tight-knit, quaint community of Lawnside was incorporated in 1926 as the first independent, self-governing black municipality north of the Mason-Dixon line. Dawn says she doesn't think the town was chosen at random.
So everyone knows that on the other side of that fence is the historical black town of Lawnside.
A vigil of peace and love was held last weekend, led by Embracing Race, The Conversation, which is a nonprofit organization made up of people from diverse backgrounds who all want to see an end to racism and hate. Founding member Mary Ann Degenhart says when they learned about the incident, they immediately wanted to take action in a meaningful way.
Like, how should we do this? Are we overstepping? And we're always cautious about being, you know, like white saviors. We're not here to offer something except to stand with whatever the community wants.
Embracing Race member Minna Barbie is also a Lawnside resident. She lived through uprisings and faced racism head on in the 1960s. She says it's important to keep this conversation going, especially for those who say, just forget about it and move on.
They're not aware of that real racism that exists here. And there's things like this, unfortunately, that wakes people up.
Degenhart says it's time for white allies to stand with communities plagued by racism.
We really want people to go deeper. Don't, like, just be nice to the black person or, oh, that was so terrible what somebody did. You know, you really have to, like, look inside and what am I doing that's changing this?
Hines says she'll never forget the incident, but she's grateful for all of the support. Her fence was repaired free of charge by an area company, and the buy this incident remains under investigation. Meanwhile, Barbie, like many others in the community, fear this act was the first of more to come, and as more radical elements feel emboldened to express hate. But she says the community will persevere.
Do not allow it to change who you are. Continue to do the things that you want to do so that you can achieve greatness.
Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.